Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today we plan to be talking with Jungian astrologer Montgomery Taylor, so stay tuned to learn more. This is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is not here today because she is swimming with the dolphins, or at least that was her plan on the big island of Hawaii until the tsunami came. So she is now in evacuation there. We send her our blessings and know that she is divinely guided and protected. This is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven St. Germain, Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection with the Akashic Records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customer's Genie Workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years, and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing and aroma mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, our special guest is Jungian astrologer Montgomery Taylor. We're trying to reach him now. Montgomery Taylor brings over 40 years of practice to understanding the impact of the astrological influences and their psychological applications on individuals, companies, countries, and cultures to better understand the normal stages of personal and collective evolution of our relationships, finances, career goals, and self-understanding. Called the Joseph Campbell of Astrology, he lectures regularly at the UN and many other venues, and is an active member of the National Council of Geocosmic Research, where he also speaks on using metaphysical tools in a relevant way in business and personal areas of life. He has his own internet radio show, Living Consciously, and features guests from around the world on holistics, metaphysics, business, and the fine arts, who share wisdom on being effective and making meaningful contributions to society and business. And that website is www.talkingalternative.com. That's TalkingAlternative.com. Before we begin, though, I'd like to, if you're interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, or relationships, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, schedule your own personal Akashic Records reading with Maureen St. Germain. Just go on to her website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's M as in mother, AUREENSTGERMAIN.com, and place your order at her online store. We are live, so before we start, please write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. Meanwhile, as we wait to get Amanti online, my thought is to talk about how the concepts of astrology mesh with those of the Akashic Records. As you know, Maureen is an Akashic Record reader. I'm wondering if she could have known what was going to happen in Japan this morning and in Hawaii, where she is now. And I'd like to ask the same question to Monty when we get him online about astrology. What would an astrological reading for today look like to show the devastation of the earthquake? And we're still waiting. I also wanted to ask Monty about the whole ideal of fate versus free will. with astrology and, for that matter, with the Akashic Records?
Which actually, Billy, is another great question. And if you don't mind me just jumping in here, and we are still trying to contact Monty. And our apologies to our listeners out there. I know there's a lot going on here overseas and what's going on in Japan and the, you know, the earlier earthquake situation. Of course, the tsunami warnings all around the nation and, of course, the world. Everyone's experiencing it. So astrologically noticing this, it's probably a really big day for him.
Yeah, who knows what emergencies they may be dealing with. He deals with a lot of Wall Street people. A lot of people who would not probably want you to know that they are consulting an astrologer, but he is a fabulous one, and he has, I talked to him the last couple of weeks, and he says there's a lot going on this year, and he says it's only started. And do you know that there was just a few minutes ago, last 10 minutes, an earthquake in Nagano?
Wow, really?
Which on the west side of the island, whereas the earthquake a few hours ago was on the east side. So there's a lot happening there. Luckily, it seems like it's only a 6.2, but still that gets significant when you've already had an 8.9.
Yeah, the ground is still shaking over there, and I guess reports are coming in all morning, too, for us here at KKNW in Seattle that, you know, up to like 18 to 20 aftershocks even within minutes afterwards. I mean, it just still continues, and, you know, our hearts go out to families and everyone out there is, you know, just obviously take care and be safe and, you know, try to get in contact. And I know it's you know, times are tough over there, so... I couldn't imagine it being here in Seattle, and of course, you know, where you are, it just, I mean, of course, everyone in Seattle is like, you know, the long overdue, when's the big one going to hit? You know, we always kind of hear that locally from time to time, and it even comes up as a particular situation, like, are you ready for a situation like this to happen? I know I definitely am not, even after today.
Well, it's hard to know what to be ready, but better than preparation is listening to your higher self, listening to that voice within.
Yep.
If it's saying, go this way, and you're saying, no, but my plan is to go the other way.
Yeah.
Listen, you never know when you'll be taken to a place of safety that you didn't even know there was danger.
Yeah.
That is the best place to go, and it's your higher self, not somebody else's higher self. You have to take responsibility for your life and the direction it's going in, and what's good advice for one person may be the worst for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the voice of God within we need to listen to.
Yeah, very true. Well, let's do this. Let's just sneak off to a quick break a little early, and we'll see if we can try to get a hold of Monty a little early so you can take us out.
Okay, and listeners, remember our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. We can talk about this without Monty if we need to.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Hi, we're back at Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, guest hostess. We're unable to get hold of Monty Taylor. No doubt he's having heavy consultations with people in Wall Street, given that how oil has been going up and down, or actually going down, because Japan is a major user of oil. And there's concern that there's not going to be that much demand because they're concerned about how much damage there is going on and how the factories will be idle for a while. So looks like I'm going to have to wing it myself. Now, you all in the Seattle area, you may be familiar with Mitch Batros. He's with Earth Changes Media, and I've been following him for a few years. He recently moved out of the Seattle area, feeling that it was better for him to be in Texas. However, he has a really interesting theory about what's happening on the sun and how solar flares and coronal mass ejections, which are actual sun matter that gets sent Earth-directed, and how it affects the magnetic atmosphere around the Earth. And what he says is that whenever there's a solar flare that's Earth-directed, it tends to affect the tectonic plates, which then causes volcanoes and earthquakes. And I'd just like you to know, on March 7th, that everything, the time I'm giving you is Greenwich Mean Time, which is universal time, at 1954, which is 7:45 on March 7th, there was a solar flare, a size M3, which is big. And this is what set off a coronal mass ejection that affected and hit the, essentially, these matter from the sun was thrown off, just a little bit, but enough. It impacted our magnetosphere of our atmosphere, which is the magnetic level, which is where what holds the magnetic field. And on March 9th at 23:23, which means the very end of the day, that coronal mass ejection, the mass ejection came actually March 10th at 6:30 universal time from the M3 solar flare. Within a day, there was the earthquake that we're now talking about in Japan off the east coast of Big Island. There's another solar flare. I don't know if this is Earth-directed. March 9th, 2323. And this is an X1.5, which is kind of like the Richter scale in earthquakes, that it is a logarithmic scale. So an X is 1,000 times more powerful than an M. And we don't even know if it's going to be sending a coronal mass ejection way.
Let me interrupt here for you, Billy. We actually finally got Monty to call in. He apparently had some technical difficulties on his end, of course, with everything going on. So let's just bring him right on board if you want. He's there. Go ahead.
Hi, Monty.
Hi, so sorry to be late. I just had everything crash that could crash, and Uranus just went into Aries, and it caused the earthquake and the tsunami, and it's causing computer meltdowns to everyone I know right now, so I'm glad you're still on the air.
Well, so am I. So we've been talking a little bit about this, the whole sun relationship to the Earth, its magnetic field, mm-hmm. and how stuff that shoots out from the sun that's earthbound affects our tectonic plates, creating tsunamis, creating earthquakes, volcanoes.
Sure. Yes, it's magnetic field. It's electromagnetic energy. That's actually how astrology works. You know, every planet has a certain frequency of electromagnetic radiation that it sends out. Okay, that's the way a hard-nosed scientist would look at it, but the metaphysician, who understands that metaphysics is nothing but quantum physics poetically expressed, these different frequencies affect the collective consciousness, in the words of the great psychologist Carl Jung, and the individual people according to the wiring of their own personal individual chart. So when the sun, which is the, you know, gravitational pull of what we go around and all our other planetary energies, of course it's going to trigger. Trigger is the key word in effective astrology. If there weren't tension building up, nothing could be triggered. So there was tectonic plates being stuck energy, and in our own personal lives, if you have stuck energy in your own personal life, you're going to find that there are earthquakes and tsunamis. Otherwise, you'll be gliding along like a surfer on a great big giant wave.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Makes sense. So what would you have been able to predict something like this? And whose chart would you be looking at?
About the actual Japanese tsunami and earthquake?
Exactly.
Well, what you would look at, most astrologers, and there are many, many different approaches to this, and there are many different house systems and timing systems, and each culture has their own way of expressing it. But to clinically look at astrology, first and foremost, the thing that I think I'm on the planet to do is to correct the perception that planetary energy in astrology causes things. No, it triggers potentials in the Earth's chart. Now, one thing, let's talk about the actual Earth. 0 degrees Aries is called the Earth axis, okay? That's where we have the spring and summer, you know, equinox, as spring and fall equinox, etc., on that axis. So when a planet like Uranus goes over that point in the zodiac, and it hasn't done that since 1930, it will trigger. You see, Uranus is the planet of revolution, energy, rapid mutation, change. Mutation really is what happens when evolution has been suppressed. So just like two tectonic plates getting ground and stuck with each other and not progressing, Uranus will come along and release that axis. So then you get into what you call declension when you start studying things. But yes, every astrologer going on right now, because Pluto, which is Earth transformation, is in an Earth sign, Capricorn, for the first time since 1748, 300 years, and Uranus, which is the change agent, is suddenly squaring that, making a stress aspect, you're going to see a lot. This is only, in my opinion, the very beginning of a whole string of Earth readjustments, revolutions that have to happen to let off steam both in the culture of mankind and in the planet we're living on. So, yeah.
And, of course, this was the Mayan calendar relates to this also.
Yeah,
massive
all
change.
Astrology, all different systems really say the same thing, but they say it from a totally different perspective, you see. It's that wonderful expression, the magic of today is the science of tomorrow. So, yes, I was honored. I'm on the board at the United Nations that presents, you know, cultural events, and we had the Mayan elders there last October, and they were talking about the real earthquakes are going to happen in the human psyche more than on the planet, but since we're here inhabiting this planet, that will also be involved. So I don't see pole shifts and all of that happen. That's way beyond astrology's ability to accurately predict. They can give you a general forecast, but yes, definitely. And if you look, what we call declension. That's geographical meridians and locations on different points in the planet. And it's a complicated concept, but just look at it very simply. New Zealand just had a massive earthquake, and Japan just had a massive earthquake, and they're both more or less on the same degree of longitude, you see. So that longitudinal axis is very definitely being impacted by the relationship of Uranus to the Sun and the Sun to the Earth and Uranus to the Earth.
Sounds great. I'd love to hear the Akashic Records. Are you familiar with the Akashic Records, Monty?
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
So how do what the records have mesh with astrology?
Well, astrology really is a revelatory science more than a predictive science, and this is where mankind has sort of gotten off the path with it. We really knew how to use astrology up until about 1,000 years ago, and then it devolved because it was, you know, interfered with cultural and religious beliefs and doctrines. But really, astrology doesn't cause things. It's like saying a weather forecaster. An astrological forecast is exactly that. Earth changes. Now, in your particular chart, if I forecast and say it's going to rain, that's a forecast. But if I predict and say, you are going to get wet, that's a whole different matter. Because any astrological system that supersedes free will is not exactly on the money. And when we relate that to the Akashic Records, which mankind has been studying for thousands of years, what we're doing is we are analyzing cycles. The Akashic Records are predictive, they are a record, they are a metaphysical imprint of information on a higher dimension, for want of a better word for it. And astrology can be used as the same way you would use a yardstick. A yardstick tells you how long a piece of carpet is. It doesn't make the carpet that long. You see, so astrology must be used as a diagnostic tool. Very much, I tell everyone to look at their astrological charts or the astrological chart of a country or a city or a government. Look at that astrological birth chart the same way you would look at an MRI or an X-ray. The MRI does not cause what it finds. It simply reveals what is in process that's beyond your own awareness.
A great analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting to that, the free will, can one overcome the destiny shown in the stars, such as if it was shown, or generally, is there, I was wondering how much effort it takes you need to apply to fulfill a destiny shown in the stars versus one that is not shown there versus a destiny that is contrary.
Mm-hmm. Well,
my destiny says there's going to be a lot of wealth out there. How hard do I have to work to create it? What if there's not that destiny?
That's the whole trick. Astrology will tell you that you can't create it. You can only be in a frequency alignment with it. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Because the rich are in alignment vibrationally with the concept that wealth is not something beyond their grasp. And the poor stay poor because they feel they have an issue with money, it's bad, that if they have something, other people don't have it or they're not worthy of it. That's why in every person's chart on this planet, the second house of their chart or area, every house rules about 500 things, but the second house, yes, is your income, financial income, but it is also the house of your self-esteem and teaches each and every one of us that you cannot earn is the key word, any more money than your self-esteem will permit. And this is why very often you will see most lottery winners can't sustain the wealth. It's usually gone within 5 years or else they get a cancer and die or something like that. It's vibrational alignment. So when you see an ominous forecast from any metaphysical system, it's not going to touch you unless you first of all declare your awareness of it and your choice not to be on that frequency. It's very much as simple as watching television.
Okay, Monty, on that note... On that note, we have to close.
It's been a joy. Sorry about
it's
the glitch.
It's been a joy, yes. Thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thanks.
As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder, you can check MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current special. This is Billy Roberti, filling in for Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.